Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mr. Vice President, thank you. It's a great pleasure for me to address this session of the UPR Working Group on the adoption of Iran's UPR draft report. I would like to thank all delegations that embraced the opportunity of Iran's UPR as an appropriate occasion for productive engagement and constructive interaction to serve the cause of human rights protection and promotion. I would also like to take this opportunity to express my delegation's gratitude to Mr. President of the Human Rights Council for his stewardship and to the UPR team at the OHCHR Secretariat for their support in effective proceeding of Iran's UPR. The Islamic Republic of Iran, inspired by the Islamic values and principles, is firmly committed to the promotion and protection of human rights and dignity. Ever since its establishment in 2008, the UPR mechanism has been vehemently supported by my delegation as an effective platform for addressing the human rights condition of all member countries without prejudice and based on objective and reliable information in a transparent, non-selective, constructive, non-confrontational, and non-politicized manner. The ultimate goal is to assist the concerned country in its endeavor toward further promotion and protection of human rights in a cooperative and empathic atmosphere, free from politically motivated confrontational attitudes. Mr. President, during the course of the Islamic Republic of Iran's third cycle of UPR last Friday, 8 November 2019, 110 states took the floor, commented on Iran's UPR, and offered recommendations. We listened carefully to all of them and took stock therefrom. We have also been in close contact with our Troika. Let me recognize the efforts and cooperation of distinguished members of Iran's Troika, namely Iraq, Peru, and Tunisia, for facilitating the review and for the compilation of the recommendations. The Islamic Republic of Iran shall examine the recommendations with utmost care and attention. They are conveyed to Capitol for thorough examination, and our responses will be provided no later than 43rd session of the Human Rights Council in February-March 2020. In conclusion, Mr. President, I would like to reaffirm our determination to build up our society underpinned by our national and religious values, while continuing our adherence to our international obligations. We call upon all countries to continue their efforts with a view to strengthening the UPR mechanism. I thank you, Mr.